Okay, the guys who are coming for Shabbos, maybe right after Shir, we can just talk for 2 minutes, okay? It's coming to Shabbos this week. Then next week we'll have another group. Okay, yesterday we started the discussion of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Sura, that when the Ger says, Niskayarti Beini Levein Atzmi, Neman Ato Lifsol Asatzvacha V'yato Neman Lifsol Asbanecha. And when Tosis explained, Tosis in the Rosh explained, it's he can passel himself, even though he's a muchsok as a Yisrael, as a ger, he can passel himself based on Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisura. And therefore he asks himself, Bebas Yisrael, right? He's not Neman, he's not Neman Lagabi Atzmo, he's not Neman Lagabi Yachevi. Therefore, if he'll have beer with a Bas Koyin, he won't passel her. Right? But the Lagabi Atzmo, he has Isurim that he's creating on him, that he's creating on himself. And one of those Isurim is that he's also Bavas Yisrael. And the big kasha that we saw, Keren Oira, Roshim Mishkoch, the Chemda Shlomo, they all asked the kasha, but there is no Issa of on a Goy to have beer with a Bas Yisrael. And there were many, many answers to this question. Yesterday we gave three answers. One was from the Tshuva of the Chemda Shloime, and the other two were from the Chidushim of the Chemda Shloime, which I gave you this morning. I found it yesterday in the Koilo. So the first answer that from the Tshuva of the Chemda Shloime was that based on the Shita Sarif, that Bezdin is necessary for Geiris only Lachatchila. He interprets that to mean only Midrabonan, but Midraisa, it's a valid Geiris without a Bezdin. And therefore, when he says, I was Megaya without a Bezdin, really, Midraisa's Geiris should be good, he's a Jew. And, but Midrabonan, he's claiming he was Megaya without a Bezdin. So therefore, Midrabonan, he's not a full-fledged Jew. So therefore, he's also Bevas Yisrael, right? He's also Bevas Yisrael, and she's also in him. But she doesn't have to believe him, but therefore, since he is a Jew, Midoy Raisa, but he only has that, the Chumra Midrabonan, that he's not a Jew because there was no Bezdin, so he can be Oivan Lifnei Iva Lo Sitein Mirshom. If he were just a Goy, he's claiming I'm a Goy, completely a Goy, there is no din of Lifnei Iver on a Goy. So you can't say Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Isura as far as Lifnei Iver. That was the first teretz of the Chemda Shlomo. Then the second, in the Chidushei Chemda Shlomo, he brings down two other answers. One answer was based on the Haggadah of Mordechai, that the din of Boyal Aramis Kanonim Pogimbo was not only in Yisrael who's Boyal Aramis, but on a Goy who's Boyal Avas Yisrael, right? Against the Rama. Right? The Rambam says it's only by Boyal Yisrael who is Boyal Aramis. Then there's a din of Kanoim Pogimbo, and the Rambam seems to explain the reason is because it's very chomer, because if they have a child, the child is going to be a Goy, it goes after the mother. But the Rambam says clearly that by a Goy HaBoyal Aramis there is no din of Kanoim Pogimbo. But the Haggadah of Mordechai quotes from Avraham Agadol Meregensburg, who says that there is going to be a din of Boyal. A Goy HaBoyel Bas Yisrael is also a Din HaKanoim Pogimbo. In other words, there is an Issa on the Goy to be Boyel Bas Yisrael. It's not just an Issa on her, it's an Issa on the Goy also to be Boyel Bas Yisrael. And that's an Issa Deiraisa, apparently Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Kanoim Pogimbo. And therefore, such an Issa does exist. Before we get into the second Teretz of the Chemda Shloima, I wanted to say a teretz, and I found afterwards that that someone says, or Rav Aaron Yaffin wants to say this teretz as well, that there we find that there's an issa on a goy to have a beer with a bas Yisrael from a Gemara in Avodah Zorah. Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Vav on the base, is talking about the Gzeira Pasakum, Pito Mishum Shemen and Pasakum is Mishum Chasnos. And the Gemara there, in going through all of the Isurim of a Jew with the Goy, right? Derech Ishus, Derech Chasnos is an Issa Dereisa. Velos Yischatim Bo. If a Jew marries a Goy, right? It's an Issa Dereisa. What about Znus? What about Derech Znus? So if a goy has bia with a bas Yisrael derech znus, not in the context of marriage, so the Gemara says, znus nami beveiz dino shel shem gozru, shedichti vayoyme Yehuda hotziyuha v'tisorif. That the Bez Din, Beis Din of Shoshem, were goyzer after the marble, were goyzer on an Issa's nus of a goy with a Bas Yisrael. And that's exactly why Yehuda said, Hatsiyu Vizizori by Toma. Because they thought that Toma had a status like a Bas Yisrael. She was already part of Yehuda's of the family of Yaakov Avinu. And they thought, Yehuda didn't realize it, so he thought that she had Bia with a goy. Therefore, they were in violation of the gzeira of Beis Dino Shel Shem, and the Gemara says. Gemara goes on to say, "Eladoi Raisa Oyvi Kachovim Habo Abas Yisrael Damashka Basrael Yisrael Habo Avetz Kachovim Lo." So Gemara wants to say, "Beis Dino Shel Shem." The Raisa, the Mefarshim point out over here, means Beis Dino, the gzeira Beis Dino Shel Shem. Doesn't mean a really Sadoi Raisa. It means the gzeira the Beis Dino Shel Shem. That an oive kochovim habo al bas Yisrael is asur because mashka basrei, because she is going to follow after him. So that was the best in Hashem was geyser on that, right? And then the Gemara says, what about the other way around? If a Yisrael has bia with an oivedes kochovim, Gemara says, oh, that already is kanoim pokimbo. That's a nisa deraisa of kanoim pokimbo if it's done before hesed. Gemara here makes a distinction between which way it's done, right? An oivik kochovim al boa bas Yisrael is the gzeira based in Hashem. A Yisrael who's boal ovedes kochovim, right? If it's befarhesya, then it's going to be a din of kanoim pogimbo, as happened with Zimri, the story of Zimri and Cosby. And if it's bitzina, the Gemara goes on to talk about that. That's also a gzeira of a I think it's the Beis Din shel chashmoinoi. So anyway, what do we see from this Gemara? That there was a gzeira of Beis Dino Shel Shem on an oivei kochovim habo al bas Yisrael, meaning that there's an isser on a goy to have bia with a bas Yisrael. He is also. It's not one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, but it is a gzeira Beis Dino Shel Shem. And why does he have to abide by that? What's the mechayev? He doesn't have a mitzvah l'sosum mikol adore sheyagidu l'cho. There's no mitzvah to listen to the rabbonim by going. Apparently, it's part of the mitzvah of dinim. Part of the mitzvah of dinim is that if the bezdin of the goyim legislate a certain issa, so they have to listen. And therefore, there is an issa on the goy to have bia with the bas Yisrael based on this gezera of bezdino. Based in Shel Shem. So Mimela Shavya Nashi Chaticha Disuri Shaykh. That when he says I'm a goy, right? So he's creating an issa on himself of not having a bia with a Bas Yisrael that's based on the Gzeira Beis Dino Shel Shem. The Chemda Shloima in the Chidushim has yet another teretz, right? The teretz that I mentioned yesterday without the raya, that he says that there are two dinim in Lifnei Yivel Lesite Mirsho. Right? In other words, there's one din where the other person, like giving yayin to a nozer. The nozer knows it's wine, and he knows he's also to drink wine, but he can't reach the wine, he can't get to it. And if you give him the wine, so you're placing a mikshol before him, right? So that's the lava, lifnei yivel asite mikshol. But then he says there's another din of causing a stumble, of causing somebody to sin, helping someone sin. That's when they don't know that it's asur. And you assist them in doing an aveira where they don't know that it's asur, so then that's not a lifnei yivel asite mikshol. That's a separate issa, and that would apply even to b'nei noyach. Even though lifnei yivel asite mikshol doesn't apply to b'nei noyach, that's only if he knows that it's an aveira. He knows that it's asur. So then there's no din of lifnei yivel. That's a gzeiras hakosuv only legabe a Yisrael, that there's a lifnei yivel. But as far as placing a stumbling block to somebody who doesn't know that it's asur, and you are goyrim that he should do an issa, that he wants to say applies even to b'nei noyach, right? And therefore over here, shavya nafshei chatir d'isur, he's saying I'm a goy, right? And I'm a goy, and therefore the Bas Yisrael is not allowed to have bia with me, but she doesn't know that, right? Because she doesn't have to believe me when I say I'm a goy, right? It's only not shavia nafshei chatir disur legavi acherim. They don't have to believe him, but lemaiseh, if he really is a goy, so then she's not allowed to have beer with him. So he is goyrim ha to do an avera b'shoigeg, an avera b'shoigeg. So where and he says that we know misvara. Where do we learn that from? So the Chemda Shleima wants to say that the mokka for that is, yeah, the mokka for that is the Parsha Nedarim that we're going to read next week, right? The Torah says im yoni im Imachwe Shmoya Isha Yoni Yosef Venosa Avona. So Rashi explains, Hamashe Chaver Nena Shol of Kilo Aso. In other words, if the husband told the wife that he was Mefer Haneder, right? He was Mefer Haneder, and he really wasn't Mefer the Neder, right? And so then she's doing an Aveira. She thinks that it's Mutta to eat this thing. And in reality, it's Asur. So he is going Venosa Avona, he is going to share in the guilt because Mashal Chaver and then Ashado ki ilo aso. So yes, so isn't this Lifnei Iver Loisite Mirshos? He says no. This is not a Lifnei Iver because this is a case where she thinks what she's doing is muta, and but it's really asur. So that is even beyond Lifnei Iver. That's even more chomer than Lifnei Iver. In other words, Lifnei Iver lo sita mirshol bepashtus is even if he knows that it's an aveira and he's doing it b'mezid, I'm not allowed to assist him. But here, this pasuk tells us where they don't know that it's an aveira, so you share in the guilt because you were goyrim them to do the aveira. You were goyrim them to do the aveira, and therefore you are going to venos avona, he is going to be banished. So he says that's like a svara the Torah is telling us. The Torah is megale to us v'nos avona da hasvara hukach because you're the goreim of them doing the aveira, and therefore if that type of lifnei iver where they don't know that it's an aveira, he wants to say that should apply even by a goy, and therefore it would apply over here by the goy having beer with the bas yisrael, right?
I'm not sure if I completely understand. Still not only
the Shema Mitzvah Noah. What's the Sarah to say this word? He's saying it's a Svara. It's a Svara. It's a Chiddush. But he himself says maybe it's not true. Maybe you can only learn from here that the husband shares in her guilt, right? Because he's Bichlal Nidorim. He has a Nidorim Mashiach to him as well. But in the case but in a case where the goy is having beer with the Bas Yisrael and it's only her avera, he doesn't have that avera, so maybe you can't even apply this din of Enosa Avona. So it's definitely a chiddush. And then he says afterwards, you know, it could be that Lifnei Iver also includes this. What's Lifnei Iver? A blind person, meaning he's blind but also dovah. He doesn't realize that it's an avera. So Lifnei Iver includes both types, right? Both types of stumbling blocks, where he knows it's an avera but you're assisting him, or he doesn't know it's an avera and you're causing him to do the avera. So, but that's what he wants to say. I wouldn't really spend too much time, and it's a very big chiddush, obviously. But the kasha, I mean, if you saw the Chemda Shleima says that he asked this kasha to Gedolim, and no one had a satisfactory teretz. The kasha on Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disur is so strong that you, whatever teretz you're going to give is not going to be as strong as the kasha. So that's what that's another teretz that he's suggesting. This new type of Lifnei Iver based on Venosa Avona, which is really like a svara. Yeah.
We know it's also that to be master of the Overa, but is that from
Lifnei Iver? That's Lifnei Iver, sure. But he's saying a chiddush, that there's another pasuk from which we learn the second category of Lifnei Iver, where they don't know that it's an Avera, so you're the goreim. You're mamish the cause of them doing the aver. It's not like the nausea. The nausea could drink wine if he wants, right? He's also to drink. But he can't reach this cup of wine. It's on Trey Yibra the Naira. It's on the other side of the river. So you hand it to him, right? That's also a lifne. That's a lifne even. Okay. So that's the... that's another teretz in the chemdas shloima. Now the Ritva, when the Ritva asked this kasha, I'm saving the Shari Yoshe for when we do the Ritva. The Ritva asked this kasha is the same kasha that Tosis and the Rosh raised, that but he asked it a little bit differently. Nemonato lifso lezatzmecha. The Rosh also used that phrase, the kasha, in those terms. How could he pass on himself? Right? By saying that he's a goy, right? So where is he being meisi matzva rosha over here? He's saying he's a goy, right? So yeah, you have to interpret that when the Ritva asked the kasha, meisi einoda meisi matzva rosha, what's the reasoning for einoda meisi matzva rosha? Adam korovets alatzmo, and therefore he cannot passel himself. So a person cannot disqualify himself. A person comes to Besen and says, "I'm passel yedus because I'm a mechalel Shabbos." Besen doesn't believe him because that's the din of ein on the meitzim atzor rosha. Because you cannot disqualify yourself. So over here, when somebody was muchsuk as a Jew and now he wants to come and say, "I'm really a goy because niskayarti b'nei levein atzmi." That's the concept of Einod the Mesim Atzma Rosha. You cannot passel yourself. So the Ritva says two answers to this kasha. Right? First answer is Yeshloime Dezel be Israel Gomor, Avolo Bozer Shalom Yisbarish or Yisrael, El Shahoya Muchsev Bekach Yomim Rabin. When do we say that a person cannot disqualify himself if he's a Yisrael Gomor? But over here, what is he? He's not. We don't know that he's Yisrael Gomor. How do we know? How do we know that he's a ger? He's muchsuk as a ger. He's muchsuk bekach yomim rabim. That's how we explained yesterday, right? There was a chazoka that he was a ger. Now he's coming and saying, "No, I'm really a goy." So when something is vados, is 100%, it's borrowed, that means that we know it based on edim. We know it based on clear cut proof. Right? He can't come along and say, I'm a goy, right? But over here, where it's only based on the chazoka, he was muchsuk as a ger. So then the Ritva is saying he's going to be neman to say that he is a goy, and that he's going to have nemonis on that, not based on shavya nafshei chaticha disur. That's the second teretz of the Ritva. Inami the hocha lav dafka lifsol. Elo the shavya nafshei chaticha di isura lios also bevas Yisrael v'chein l'shor l'chol shor choy megius. The second teretz in the Ritva is shavya nafshei chaticha di isura, like Tosis in the Rosh. But the first teretz is a new teretz. It's a new teretz. What is this new teretz? What is he saying, that if he's only muksuk as a ger, so then he can say I'm a goy? But chazoka works min ha-teira. You're muksuk as a ger, that you're really a Jew based on the ger. So how can he come along and undermine that chazok? So apparently, you can't say things against the chazoka. Chazoka has a koyach d'oraisa. So how can he undermine it?
Okay. So going to this, if he's muksuk as a not a guy, he regularly shows muksuk as a kasher, and then he tells us we don't know that he's a vade kasher leidus.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying you have to know. No, but
so why wouldn't he be able to pass himself?
Well, can you, because he only has a cheskes kashrus. Yeah. So why can't he say? Good question. Let's first try to understand. I have to think about that question, but let's try to understand how can he passel himself and he has nemonus just because he's muksuk. So this lichoyren the chemda shlomo in the tshuva also suggests this. There is a Rashba in Ksuvis on Daf Kav Beis. See, this sugya mamish has such important principles, Shas principles, that all sort of coagulate in this coalesce in this sugya. from all over, all different mesechtes. The there's a Rashba that says, we know there's a din of chazoka, right? Chazoka meikor. You live on status quo, right? The Rashba says, if a person says, I know for sure that this chazoka is not correct, he does not have to believe that chazoka. He can say, vis-a-vis himself, when he says, Yodeya ani, that this chazoka is mistaken, right, vis-a-vis himself, so then doesn't have to rely on the chazoka. Chazoka is only for the rest of the world, that people don't know. But if you say, Yodeya ani, right, Yodeya ani, that this chazoka is not true, so then Yodeya ani works neged chazoka. Tremendous chiddush. And therefore, what's the case the Rashba is talking about? Without getting into this, a long Pnei Yeshua in Ksuvis to explain this Rashba, he's talking about the case of, let's say, you have a woman who's an Eishes Ish, right? You have two Eidim who came and said her husband died. Another two Eidim came and they contradicted those things. You have Trey or Trey. Well, what's the din in a case like that? Trey or Trey? It's a Sofek. Is she mutter to remarry or not? So what do we say? Leave her on the Cheskas Eishes Ish. What happens if this woman herself will say, I know that my husband died, right? Not that she saw it, that she's able to testify, but or she knows, somehow she knows that the husband died, right? And now she wants to marry one of the two Eidim who testified that the husband died. Now, based on Eidus, you can't be matter her. Can't be matter her because it's Trey or Trey, right? But she is saying, I know that the Cheskas Eishes Ish is off, that my husband died. And one of the two Eidim who says, I know that the husband died, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, I think it's Daf Chav Beis, that she is allowed to marry that Eid. There's a Cheskas Eishes Ish. Cheskas Eishes Ish is for the rest of the world. The rest of the world that doesn't know. But she says, I do know that the Chazoka is wrong. The Chazoka is a toast now. Because I know that my husband died. And this aide also says, I know that the husband died. So Gemara says that they're allowed to marry. This is what the Rashba, this is how the Rashba explains it. That the din of chazoka is for those who don't know. We don't know what happened. So you leave on the status quo. You leave it on the chazoka. Right? But over here, but in the case where you're yodeya, you say yodeya ni against the chazoka, so then you have the right to say that the chazoka is not true. The chazoka is a mistake. The rest of the world doesn't have the right to say that, but you have the right to say it. Tremendous chiddush in the Rashba, explained by Arichus, by the Pnei Yeshua. Mimela, that's probably what the Ritva is saying over here. There's a chazoka, this ger is muhsak, that he is a ger, right? Everyone thinks that it was a valid gerus, right? It was a valid gerus. And he comes along and says, the chazoka that you think that's a valid, that I'm really a Jew based on the gerus, we don't have Eidim that the gerus was, that there are two Eidim, that there was the gerus was a valid gerus in front of Desdin. So he says, he's saying what? I know better than everyone. I know that I'm really a goy. Niskayarti beini leveinatzmi. So even though he's saying against the chazoka, but vis-a-vis himself, he is going to be nemon against that chazoka. Yes.
I don't know if this will make a difference, but there is a difference between the two cases. Over there, she's not saying that the chazoka is done me karo. She's just saying I used to be an ishtis. She's acknowledging there was a chazoka.
Right.
Here he's saying there was never a chazak in the first place. I was never a Jew in the first place. Like it's a different way.
It's a different type of chazaka. Good. It's a different type of chazaka. Very good. Very good. Chemda Shloime actually points out a little differently. You're saying it's a different type of chazaka. He actually points out that what the Rashba is saying, he's talking about chazaka meikor, status quo, right? Over here, what chazaka are we talking about? What Cheskas Hanhoga. So he says a big difference between these two chazakas. Chazoka meikara basically is a sofek. It's not a biru. It's not mivare of the mitzias. It's not mivare of the reality. There's really a sofek, but what? It's a din. The Torah says, you don't know what to do, leave it on the status quo, right? But in essence, it's a sofek. So in a case like that, she can say, but what do you mean? For me, it's not a suffix. I know that it's not status quo, right? Then the Rashba, that's the case the Rashba was talking about. But he says, in the case of Cheskas Hanhoga could be, it's a very different type of Chazoka. Cheskas Hanhoga is much stronger than any other Chazoka. Cheskas Hanhoga is a Bira. It's a Bira. If everyone sees that you're Noyeg like a Yisrael, and everyone believes that you're a Yisrael, so that's a biror, that's mivarer, that there's a vados there. It's not that it's a suffix and there's a din to leave it on the chazaka. But it becomes like a vados, it's a biror. And therefore it could be that you wouldn't be neman to say yodea ani against the biror. It's like edim. A cheskes hanhog is like anan sahade, it's like edim. So you're not neman against edim. You might be able to say yodea ani, I know the chazaka mekor is really not true. But to say that the biror of Cheskas Hanhoga, right, that biror that for the last 10 years, right, everyone has I've been noyeg as a Ben Yisrael, and everyone treats me like that, and everyone thinks that way, right? So then maybe Yodea Ani to say I know that the whole Chazoka is really wrong, right? Maybe that doesn't work. That's a Chemda Shleimer points that out. But in the Ritva Lichayre, this is what you have to say, that you're only neman to say I'm posul if we know for sure that you're a Yisrael. If it's only based on chazaka, so then you have a nemanus to say that you're really not, that the chazaka is really not true. And therefore, vis-a-vis yourself, you have a status of a guy. And then the second teretz he says is Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Di Isur. Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Di Isur. But he doesn't say Shavya Anafshei Chaticha Di Isur. Rav Shimon Shkop points this out, both in Tosfos and in the Ritva. If you look again in the Tosfos, Tosfos says, Haina Dafka B'milai De Mishavei Nafshei Chaticha Di Isur. Right? Mishavei Nafshei. Shavya Anafshei means, I place upon myself Isurim. Upon myself. And here it says Shavye Nafshei Chaticha Isur. I make myself, right? I make my nefesh. I make myself Chaticha the Isur. Right? So we would just dismiss that as, you know, like there's an aleph. What's an aleph? How's an aleph going to change matters? But Rav Shimon Shkop, right? Rav Shimon Shkop and Chemda Shlomo quotes the Beis Meir basically that he says this that he says this idea as well. Shimon Shkop is so bothered by this kasha of how can Shavya Anafshei Chaticha Disura Asa this goy bebas Yisrael when a goy is not also bebas Yisrael and he has no din of lifnei iver. So he says you have to come up with a chiddush to answer that it's really not the din of Shavya Anafshei Chaticha Disura, but what? It's a din that he has ne'amonis when he says that he's a goy, and therefore he's also bebas Yisrael. He has a ne'amonis as far as Isurim. Not just legabi himself, but legabi her as well. That she is not allowed to have bia with him, right? To have bia with him because he has ne'amonis as far as the anhoga of Isur v'heta. I just want to read a few lines from Rav Shimon Shkop. He says, "Lefi ma shekosafti yeshloimi de kavonas atoisis, av de eno nemon livso lesatzmo lachziko b'toras psul manish." You're not nemon on yourself to make yourself posul manish, to make yourself posul manish. That now we believe that you're really a goy, right? And you're mamish posul. That somebody says he's posul, he's a mechalas Shabbos, and therefore he's posul liedus. That you don't have nemonis. But leinyan hanhogas itzav vehet kevin shebozer hu baili malatzmo. Ubailim alatzmo, shalolisa bas Yisrael, mishum hochi nemon lesor es atzmo al bas Yisrael, kumo shenemon nochri al osav es benov al peiros of loma shein shalorlo, yilav de chashvinin le shalashbiach miko o mekemish. Ma shekosu tois is shavya nafshe chatiha disur lav davka, va shavya nafshe chatiha disur le oisrael al bas Yisrael. He says, he has an emonis, b'toiras bailim. We're all familiar with the din of biyodo ve'erach nemon bisurim, right? If it's biyodo lishcha, biyodo lahafrish truma, So he's going to be Neman even though it's against Cheskasisa, right? Even it's against Cheskasik Yisur. So the Rishonim, the Rosh, and other Rishonim explain what is this din of Biyodai? How does it work? It's a din of Bailim. If it's Biyodai, you have a Nemonis of Bailim, right? The Bailim on something, the owner of something has a special Ne'amonis on that. You have a special Ne'amonis. And that's why whenever it's Biyodo, it's not even a regular din of Ne'edecha Ne'amon Bisur. Ne'edecha is not Ne'amon against Yischazik Yisur. But where it's Biyodo, so you're considered to be halachically the Bailim, that you have the Ne'amonis of Bailim. So he says over here, that over here, this ger is saying what? He's saying about himself. I'm really a goy. So shavye nafshe chaticha di isura. Not the din of shavye an nafshe, but shavye nafshe. He has a nemonis b'toras bailim. As far as the hanhoga of isavehet, he's a bailim on himself. Just like he has nemonis on his property, he's a bailim on his property, you also have a certain status of bailim on yourself, on your status. And therefore you're going to be nemon b'toras bailim on the Issa and Heta. So when he says, I'm a goy, and therefore I'm also the Bas Yisrael, he has nemonis not only vis-a-vis himself, vis-a-vis the Bas Yisrael as well. And Ochanami, he won't pasul her. If he has bia with the Bas Yisrael, she won't become pasul. Likahuna, because on that he's not a bailim. But as far as Issa the Heta, as far as the whether to say that he's osur to have bia with her, for that he has a status of bailim, and he explains why. He explains because it's biyodo limnoa hishtamshu zu, where it's biyodo, I can have bia with her or I cannot have bia with her. It's sort of like that biyodo, that ability to do the action or not to do the action, gives you a status of bailim, and therefore shavye nafshe. Based on that din of bailim, he has a nemonis to say, I am a goy, that I'm not allowed to have bia with a bas Yisrael. Right? So it's more than shavye anafshe, more than shavye anafshe chatiha disa. Shavye anafshe means that it's not a nemonis of bailim. But this is a nemonis of bailim, and therefore she is also to him as well, not just he to her, right? And that's why. So then it's the kasha. So he's creating isurim on himself, but there is no isur on the goy that be with the bas Yisrael. But now that we're saying that it's a nemonis of bailim, right? So then he has nemonis vis-a-vis her as well. She is not allowed to have bia with him. But that nemonis does not extend to pasling her, it only extends to the isurim, that it's going to be us. Of course, then the Rav Shimon Shkop says, you might want to learn that way in Toisvis and in the Ritva, who say, Shavye nafshe chaticha l'isur. But you certainly cannot learn that way in the Rosh. Why not? Because the Rosh says, Shavye anafshe, and he brings a raya. What's his raya? What's the raya to the principle? Right? Where a man says to an isha, kidashtich, and she says, lo kidashtani. Right? Who was a bikrova sehov? He ain't asura bikrova. Right? So that's mamish the principle of shavye anafshe, chaticha, chaticha di isura. Right? So the Rosh certainly learns it's a din of shavye anafshe. And Rav Shimon Shkop and the Beis Meir want to say in the Ritva and the Ritva and Tosis, Shavye Nafshe, it's a new principle. He mamish makes himself, he has nemonus that he is a goy. It's not just viz on the Isurim on himself, it's Isurim on Abbas Yisrael as well. Right? Well, these are very big chidushim. But when you have such a strong kasha, the only way to answer such a strong kasha is with big chidushim. It's not, otherwise it wouldn't be a strong kasha. Okay, so that's a basic. How many terusim do we have? We have something about six answers on this kasha. I wanted to point out before we go on and discuss a little bit more about Shavya Nafshe. Yeah, let's discuss Shavya Nafshe, then we'll come back to the Tosis of Edim, the Birkas Avrom. What's the basis of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disur? How does it work? So we know that there's a machloikis really among the Achroinim. Whether what? What's the machloikis? Whether it works
like a neder.
What?
Like a neder.
Midin neder. It's like when you're saying, for instance, the example that's given in Shulchan Aruch is where two Eidim said that this meat was shechted properly, right? And the Shochet shechted it in front of us. And the Shochet says, I never shechted it, right? It's not shechted, so it's not shchuta, right? So what's the din? What's the din? As far as the rest of the world,
they can
eat the meat. As far as the Shochet, can't eat it. Why? Shavya Nafshe Chaticha the Isura. This meat, he has declared that this meat is Osur to him. So how does that work? Right? How does that work? Does it work mitayras neder? Right? Or does it work mitayras nemonus? The Adam nemon alatzma yoyse mimeya edim. And this is a big machlokes. The Ksois in Simin Lamed Daled quotes those who want to learn. It's really the Maribas San had a suffix about this, whether it works midin neder or it works midin nemonis. And the Ksois quotes those who want to say it works midin neder, but he doesn't like that. What's the problem if it works midin neder?
Sure,
yeah. Why can't you be matir the neder, right? Why can't you come back, go to a bez, and be mat be shayel on the neder? So the Ksois says, no, it doesn't work midin neder. So how does it work? It works midin nemon. It's the odom nemon alatzva yosem mimeya edim. And how do we know that? How do we know that a person has such nemonis? So the Ksois says, this Ksois is in Simin Lamed Dalid. It's the Ksois about hodos baldin kimeya edim. How do we know hodos baldin kimeya edim? Where do we learn that from?
Kiyuzet.
By Maida Shuas Maida Bemixas, right? If he's Maida, that I owe 50, but he denies 50, so he's chayiv to pay that 50. That's a Maida Bemixas. He's chayiv Shuas Maida Bemixas. That's the source for Hados Baldin Kameya Eidim, right? So Din Dei Raisa, it's Exeris Hakosa. Hados Baldin Kameya Eidim. So basically, when do we say Hados Baldin Kameya Eidim? Only when it's Nogea to you, right? I'm saying I'm chayiv to pay you $50. So then, it's not geir to me. I'm mechayiv, I'm not mechayiv myself, but I'm nemon that I'm chayiv $50. So then, there's a gzeres hakozo ados valdin kemeya edim. So the Ksoi says that it could be that the din of shavya nafshi chaticha yisur is the same halacha that your nemon alatzmo yosem imeya edim, right? Because if two edim say by momin that you're not chayiv the money, and I say I am chayiv the money, who do we believe?
Yeah.
We believe you, that you are chayiv the money. Hodos Baldin is stronger than Meir Eidim. It's not that it's equal to Meir Eidim, it's stronger than 100 Eidim. Right? That's clear for many Gemaras. So the same thing, the Ksoi says, Shavya Nafshei Chaticha Disura, that vis-a-vis Isurim, a person, is also Nemon Al-Atzmo, like Meir Eidim, even more than Meir Eidim. Right, he's nemon alatzva yoyse mimeya edim. So we're learning it from the same. The Ksoi says from the same gzeres hakosu as the same gzeres hakosu as hoydos baldin kimeya edim. The Torah is saying that when it comes to yourself, right, when it's not affecting others. So bein legabi momin, bein legabi isurim, right? You're nemon yoyse mimeya edim. Right, and that's a gzeres hakosav of ne'emonus. That's how the Ksois wants to learn. It's the Maharit. Yes.
Then does the Ksois have to answer the way Tosfos does? Why does Rabbi Yehuda ask if the guy had edim? I mean, why would he be asking for edim if the Hadas Baldin is already stronger?
No, they were asking. No. They were asking, do you have edim that the Geirus was not in front of Beis Din? That the Geirus was Beino Levein Atzmacho.
But he's already admitting that it wasn't.
But that's not, no. Because do you have Eidim do you have Edim supporting you? If Edim would come and say that the Ger was not in front of Bess, and then the whole world has to believe, and the children will also be possible.
Okay.
But if it's only him, so then it's Shavya Nafshe Chati Chadi, so it's not going to apostle the children, right? So that's what he asked. That's what he asked about the, do you have Edim? So the Pischei Tshuva in Yoredeya, brings down this Mari Basan, who has the suffix whether it's Midin Nedo or Midin Nemonis. But he says, he adds something to Mari Basan. If it's Midin Neder, so then you still can't be Shoyal on that Neder. To answer the Kasha that the Ksois raises, why doesn't She'ela work? Because it's not Mamish a Neder. It works somehow Midin Nedorim, or possibly the Chachomim were Machmir that you can't be Shoyal on it. But She'ela won't work, even if it works b'toras ned. So who holds that it works b'toras ned, and who holds that it works b'toras nemonis besides the Ksois? The Sharamelech holds it works b'toras ned. Shavyanashi chaticha disur. Right? But still, there's no din of She'ela on it. The Noide Behuda calls it a shtus. And the Behuda says it's a shtus to say that it works b'toras ned. Very, very strong lashon. Why? What's his objection?
There's no
Lashon Shvuah. There's no Lashon Neder, no Lashon Shvuah. Right? You're saying, this, I never shechted this animal, right? Or I was mikat. There's no Lashon Neder, no Lashon Shvuah. So how could it work midin nidorim? Right? And so the Nevi Yehuda says it doesn't work midin neder, it works b'toras nemonis. Right? B'toras nemonis. And he says in Nevi Yehuda that if you're going to say like the Shara Melech that it works midin neder, so if a person will say about Monday that today is Shabbos, right? That today is Shabbos, even though everyone knows that it's Monday, right? So it's like he's saying a neder. He should become Asa Bimlocha. He should become Asa Bimlocha. Now we know that's not true. If a person will say no, he knows it's Monday, and he says today he doesn't know it's Monday. He thinks that today is Shabbos. And so then it should work b'toras neder. But if it's a din nemonis, right, then obviously you can't have nemonis on Monday, then it's really Shabbos. Right? So that's basically the Noide Behuda. So this is a big machlokes, whether Shavya Nafshe works b'toras neder or b'toras nemonis, right? Either way, if there are two edim saying against him, two Edim are saying that you shechted the animal, and he says, I didn't shech the animal, right? What's the din going to be? He's believed vis-a-vis himself against those two Edim. Certainly if it's b'toras neder, he's believed against them, but even if it's b'toras nemonis, because Odom nemon alatzmo, just like Odos baldin kemeya Edim, is believed more than Edim, so too, Odom nemon alatzmo, yosem imeya Edim when it comes to himself. Ad kedei kach, that this nemonis can be so strong, and that the in Eben Ezer we find the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rambam says what happens if a person comes and he says I'm a kohen, right? So what's the din? Do we believe him that he's a kohen? What we do believe him for certain things, but not for other things. Right? We're not going to believe him to give him trumas or maisus, right? That you have to bring edim, right? We're not going to believe him to allow him to do the avod in the Beis Hamikdash, right? We're not going to believe him. There's a whole shaila. Do you believe him to give him an aliyah? Do you believe him to let him duchin? Whole shailas about that in Pesachim. But what we do believe him for sure, as far as what? He cannot marry a grusha or a zaynu or a chalolo. And what happens if he does marry a grusha? He's chayiv malkis. He's chayiv malkis. So what is this halacha based on? We don't believe he doesn't have nemonis like Edim. If he had nemonis like Edim, so then he would have nemonis for everything, right? So what is this halacha based on? That we believe him as far as that he's also to marry a grusha. So the Vilna Goyin says over there in Bir Hagro, he quotes our Toisvis, Nemon ato lifsol es atzmecho, Shavya anafshe chaticha di isura. Right? And that's we don't know about this person, is he a Kohen or not? So We don't believe him. We don't believe him on everything. But legabi isurim, shavi anashe chaticha chaticha di isura, and the so he's going. So that's why he's also bigrusha. But it's not just that he's also bigrusha. Apparently, we believe him vis-a-vis himself, right? To such an extent that he's going to be chayev malchus if he has bia with the grusha, right? And the Vilna Gaon quotes the Gemara in Krisos, called lahachmir alatzo nemon yosem imei eidim. Lahachmir alatzo, that shavi anashe chaticha disur, he's nemon more than 100 eidim. And therefore he's going to be chayev malchus. Going to be chayev malchus. It seems that he's saying it's a din of nemonis. It's a din nemonis. It's not, if it would be b'teres neder, I don't know if we would say yichayim malchus, because it, after all, doesn't have, it's not a regular neder. He didn't say the lashon of nedarim. It has maybe an isser neder, but to say that he's oivan lo yachel devoro, and that's why he's chayim malchus, I don't know if that, I would have to investigate that further, but he seems to be saying it's based on that Gemara increases Odom Nemon Alatzmo Yoser Mimeya Eidim. It's a din of Nemonis, and you have that din Nemonis not vis-a-vis the rest of the world, but vis-a-vis yourself. And therefore you're 100% Nemon vis-a-vis yourself, right? And therefore he's going to be Chayiv Malchus. Now I think this Shaila of Nemonis or Betoiras Neda, I think keep this in mind, right? Because I think it's going to explain something, you know, something that when we do the next piece of Gemara. Okay, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara goes on to say, "Nemon ato lifsol lesatzmacha v'ato nemon lifsol lesbanecha." So the Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that he's not nemon on the bonim? After all, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a din of yakir, right? There's a din of yakir. A father is nemon to say about his son that he's the bechor, and in the same way nemon adon loyim ze bini bechor, kishem shenemon loyim ze bini bechor, kach nemon loyim bini ze ben gusha o ben chalutza. Rachom imayim imayin on nemon. Right? It's a din of yakir. So bechor ben asnua yakir. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda darshins from there that you have nemonis not only to say that your son, that you have five sons. This one is the bechor. Right, this one's the Bechor, and the halacha is, even if it was muhsok in the eyes of people, that another son was the Bechor, because the other son was much bigger and taller, and he looked like the Bechor, right? The father's nemon to say that the smaller son is really the Bechor. That's a gzeiras hakosav, right? That the Torah gave the father nemonis. But not only that, he has nemonis to say, this son is a ben grusha ben chalutza. Right? Ben grusha ben chalutza. Or this son is a mamzer. Well, this son is a mamzer. He has nemonis to say that any one of his children is possible. That all comes under the gzeiras hakosav of Yakir. How did Rabbi Yehuda learn that from the word Yakir, which is referring to Bechora? How does he extrapolate to Psulim that Tosis talks about? Well, we're going to leave that for a moment. and the Chachomim disagree. Ain't no nemon. He's not nemon to say ben grusha ben chalutza, because the Torah is talking about Bechor. But not talking about Psalm. So the Gemara asks, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that you're not Nemon to say that your children are posel, right? The way Tosis learns that if he is an Akum, Habo Bas Yisrael, the children are Mamzerim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he himself holds there's a din of Yakir. So you have two answers in the Gemara. First answer is Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Hochi koma lei lidvarecha oive kochovim ato vein edus lo oive kochovim. Right? The din of Yakir does not apply by a goy. Din of Yakir is a din of Eidus. It's a din of Eidus. That even though normally you need two Eidim, but here the Torah says a father has a status when it comes to his children to declaring that the child is a ben grusha, ben chalutza, or a mamzer. He has nemonis like Eidim. Nemonis like Eidim. Right? And but ein Eidus lo'vikuchom. You're telling us that you're a goy. So you don't have nemonis of Yakir. That's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, right? So therefore, you can apostle your children based on Yakir. That's a din of Eidus, right? It's a din of Eidus. And therefore, therefore it doesn't apply by a goy, because a goy is not kosher le'edus, right? just for a side point, whether Yakir is a din of Eidus or not, real Eidus or not, is a major machlokes achronim, whether it's in the Shailos Uchuvis, the Rechayim, Rechayim Volozhin, and others, that whether it's a din of Eidus or just a din of Nemonis. Din of Nemonis or it's a din of Eidus. And many, many Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is whether if the father's a Rosha, let's say the father's a Mechal Shabbos, would we believe him? If it's a regular din of Eidus that the Torah said, that normally you need to aid him, but over here, as far as this is concerned, the father has a din of Eidus, he has to be kosherly Eidus. But if it's just a din nemonis, so it could very well be that if the father's a Rasha, he'll still have that din nemonis. I mean, that's beyond our shir, but there's a tremendous amount. If you want to look up Yakir in Encyclopedia Talmudis, he has a tremendous amount on this, you know, quoting the Shailos HaTshuvos of the Achronim. But I'll call upon him, whether it's a din of Eidus or a din nemonis, it doesn't apply by a goy. Yakir does not apply by a goy. The Gzeres HaKosov is only by Yisrael. And the Rav Nachman, that's Rav Nachman, and then Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak gives that answer, and Ravina gives a different answer, right? That he gives a different answer that when they asked Yeshel Chabonim, Hein Yeshel Chabnei Bonim, Hein Amalei Neman Ato Lifsal Bonecha V'Yato Neman Lifsal Bnei Lifsal Bnei Bonecha. So Ravina says what? There is a din of Yakir over here. He would be Nemon Midin Yakir, but that's only if he has what? Only sons. Not if he has B'nai Bonim, because the din of Yakir only applies by sons. It doesn't apply as far as grandchildren. And therefore, the way Tosis, all the Rishonim explain this over here, Einato Nemon Lifsol B'nei Bonecho, that means, since you have no Nemonus of Yakir for the grandchildren, right? So you also have no Nemonus of Yakir for the children, right? So you're not going to be believed as far as... So that's what he asked them. If you only have sons, right? So now that you're saying you're a goy, you're Nemon to passel the sons. But if you have B'nei Bonim as well, then you're not, just as you're not Nemon to passel the B'nei Bonim, you're also not Nemon to passel the sons. Because Yakir does not apply when there are grandchildren. Right? Only doesn't apply to the grandchildren, and therefore you can't split the sons from the grandchildren. You have no Nemonis as far as the B'nei Bonim, so you don't have Nemonis as far as the sons. But if you only have sons, then there would be a din of Yakir. What happened to Rav Nachman Yitzchak's Taina? Right? Lidvarecha akumato ve'ein edus liyakov. What's the machlokes here between Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Ravina? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said Yakir doesn't apply at all. Why? Because Yakir is a din of edus. There's no din Yakir by a goy, and you're claiming that you're a goy, right? And Ravina says Yakir does apply, even though he's claiming he's a goy. That's not going to affect the din of Yakir. And if he only has sons, he will be Neman to passel the sons. Right? So what's their machla? What's the machlokes between them? And the Gemara goes on to say, Tani nami hochi, Rabbi Yehudaim and Neman odon loim al beno cotton ve Neman al beno godom. Right? Yakir applies on beno cotton, but not on beno godol. V'omer achir barami, Rabbi Yochan, lo cotton mamish, lo godol mamish, lo cotton v'yesh lo bonim, zel godol. Godol v'ein lo bonim, zehu cotton. Right? So in other words, if he has a son who has sons, he's not Nemon. If he has, he only has his sons, but there's no grandchildren, then he's going to be Nemon. Right? And the Gemara says, Hilchos HaKavosei, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the halach is like Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, or Tanya Kavos in the Ravina. We just brought a brisa like Ravina. Hahil inyan Yakir Itma. That was said as far as the din of Yakir. The Yakir only applies to sons, not to grandchildren, right? But in our case, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said Yakir doesn't apply. Why? Because Lidvarecho Akumato Ve'ein, right? Ve'ein Eidus Liyakum. So what's the machlekes between Rav Nachman by Yitzchok and Ravina? I couldn't find anybody explaining this. So I thought perhaps thought perhaps it's a chiddush to say this, I admit, but perhaps it might depend on how shavya nafshei chaticha di isura works. If shavya nafshei chaticha di isura is nemonis, right, that you have nemonis vis-a-vis yourself, that you are a goy, right, you have nemonis, so that if you have nemonis that you're a goy, you can't have nemonis of yakir. But if shavya nafshei chaticha di isura is bitaras neder, what does that mean, bitaras neder? Bitaras neder, that means that you're accepting upon yourself isurim, the isurim that would apply based on shavya nafshei chaticha di isura, that, right? The isurim, whatever isurim would apply to a goyim. In other cases of shavya nafshei, whatever isurim would apply, that if this meat is not shechted, you're accepting upon yourself bitaras neder, that it's also for you to eat this piece of meat, right? So then, shavya nafshei is just b'toras neder, so that's like you're accepting isurim upon yourself. But I don't know if it would affect your status, right? Your status as far as yakir. Because basically, you're muhsuk as a Yisrael. Muhsuk as a Yisrael. And now you're saying that you're a goy. And based on shavya nafshei chaticha d'isura, you have isurim as a goy, right? But the din, the halacha of Yakir, that ne'monis that you had when you were muhsak as a Yisrael, that ne'monis of Yakir that you had, maybe that ne'monis doesn't go off. That ne'monis remains. Even though lidvorecha akumato is that you are also, and you have isurim like a goy. But that ne'monis that you had, that's a din, that's a halacha, that's a status. That's not isurim. So that's what Ravina might be saying, right? That din yakir still apply. It doesn't apply to somebody that we really know is a goy. That we really know is a goy, there's no din yakir. But over here, you are muhsak as a Yisrael. And now you're doing a shavya nafshei chaticha d'isura. That doesn't take away from the yakir. But if we learn that the yakir, that shavya nafshei is a din ne'monis, that vis-a-vis yourself, you're totally believed vis-a-vis yourself. So that means you have no ne'monis of yakir. It's a contradiction to say you're believed that you're a goy vis-a-vis yourself, but you wanna have the nemonis of Yakir. Perhaps that's the machlokes between Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok and Ravina. I don't know if anybody else has a better explanation than the machlokes. I'd like to hear it. Okay, I don't like saying this to say that the chakira of the achroinim is really a machlokes. Amoyroim, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok and Ravina, it's difficult to say that. But the truth is, I don't have anything better yet. I hope maybe we'll come up with something else. So let's just discuss this din of Yakir a little bit. How do we know? How did Rabbi Yehuda learn? Yeah, before we do that, the Tosis Ein Ato Nemon Lifsol B'nei Bonecha, right? Ravina says, you're not Nemon on the grandchildren. Oy Mary, the Hoki Perusha, Nemon ato lisol bonecho, perish, kushe ain lo elo bonim, the ain lo bene bonim, the yato Nemon lisol bene bonecho, kushesh lo bene bonim, ain Nemon lifsol afilo bonov. Right? That's the explanation that Kimat, all of the Rishonim give. Based on the Braisa. It's based on the Braisa. Taisa said that ain't svara loyim as she will bon of psulim b'nei bon of kisherim. It's not svara to say he's nemon to passel the children, but the grandchildren will be kosher. You can't split. You can't make that split. Chay mashra v'somer to come ain't odom nemon al b'no godol meforik sheyesh lo boni mashra da b'no nami lo mehem. If you have a son who has sons, he's b'no godol, so he has his own children. So you're not even nemon al b'no godol. Right? So if there are grandchildren, you're not even Nemon on the children. If there are no grandchildren, then you are Nemon, on the children. Yes? You mean if he has sons, yeah. And he also has, from one son he has grandchildren, and from another son he doesn't have. No, I don't think so. Because once you're saying you can't split between the grandchildren and the sons, so Mimele is not Neman on any sons. Not many, even those sons who don't have their own children, he won't be Neman at all. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Right? There is a Me'iri here. There's a Me'iri that the Me'iri has a tremendous chiddush over here. Right? What does the Me'iri say? Anybody see the Me'iri? You get that far? Okay, if you didn't see the Me'iri, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave the Me'iri. I prefer when you see things before we come to Shabbat. We'll talk about it tomorrow. So let me go back to the Birkas Avraham on Yesh Lecha Eidim. He has such a beautiful insight, right? We saw the Tosis Yesh Lecha Eidim, right? Do you have Eidim that you are Megayer Beincho Levein Atzmecho, right? So then we know that you're a goy, right? Because the Gevurah was not valid. There was no Bez in there. And your children will also be Pasul. So Tosis said, Tema, if Ihodabo'in and Gimel, Hainu Dafka Lachatchila, with the Evet, Chadna Mikoshim Kenim, Yeshlo Eidim, La Beino Levenatzmahu. Right? So Tosis points out, if you only need one for a Bez din of Gevurah, so then we don't understand this. If you would have Eidim, so the Mimela, you have the Dayonim, you have the best in there. How could you say, do you have Eidim that you Megaya Ben Chol Levein Atzmecha? If you have two Eidim, that means they can function as the best. Bishlam, if you need a Bezdin of three, that's marked because we learn Mishpot from Gzeilus V'Chavolois. So two is not a Bezdin. But if you hold that only one, Tosis says, one is sufficient to be a Bezdin because we learn Mishpot from Hodos V'Halvos, the Chad Nami Koshe Min HaTorah. So then you have the Bezdin when you have two Eidim. So the Birkas Avram points out a very interesting point. That he says, so what happens if you have two Eidim standing there witnessing that he was Tovel, they automatically become a Bezdin on the Gerus, right? Lichayra, the function of Bezdin is not just seeing. The function of Bezdin is what? Kabbalah. They're Mekabel the Ger, right? They're more active than just being witnesses, right? Maybe by the Tevilah, they have to witness the Tevilah, but it's not just witnessing. They're not just three Eidim, right? They're functioning as a Bezdin, that they have the Das to be Mekabalim as a Ger, right? The Gemara uses the Loshen, Mekabalim Gerim, so what's their Kavona? If their Kavona is only, we're going to testify, then they're Eidim. If their Kavona is, we are serving as the Bezdin to be Mekabel him as the Ger, right? That's Bezdin, right? We had chakiris about the Bezdin, whether the Bezdin actually creates the chalois of the Gerus, or the Bezdin just has to be there, and the Gerus has to be b'maymed ha-Bezdin, in the presence of the Bezdin, right? But it's not just, they're not just witnesses. It's a big difference between two witnesses and Bezdin. Bezdin is somehow actively functioning in terms of the Gerus, right? Not just in terms of the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but the Mila and the Tvila, they're functioning as a Bezdin, that we are Mekabel you as a Ger. Right? So he points out that it's Tzorichiyun. He's just saying, if you have two witnesses who just witnessed, they were standing there and they were witnessing the Gerus, right? That doesn't mean that they automatically become a Bezdin. Right? Very interesting point. But Lichayri, you see from Tosis that that's the role of Bezdin in the Gerus, that really they are witnessing the Maisa Gerus. And we'll get to, we're not going to do it now, but when we do the next sugya about when the Bezdin standing there Bishas Tvila, we're going to see a Tshuva Rav Moshe. Big, big machlokes about this, exactly what the Bezdin has to do. What they have to see. They have to be present, or they have to see, and if they don't see, but they're present, right? So we'll see about that from the tshuva of Rav Moshe. Just one last nekuda for today. The Tosfos of Kach Neman Odom Loima Zeh Ben Grusha. how do we know, how did Rabbi Yehuda learn that from Yakir? Right? So there were really three shittas how Rabbi Yehuda learned that the father is Nemat to say Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. Yeah, because after all, the Pasuk of Yakir was referring to what? That he's a Bechor. He says, this Zebini Bechor. How do you know that? You can say, my son is a Mamza, my son is a Cholol. Where do you see that? You don't see that in the Pasuk. So how did Rabbi Yehuda learn that from the Pasuk? So Rebbe Yomi Parij explains, Nafgolon Midichdiv, it's a Bechor Ben Asnua Yakir, Chemashu Bishalom Verubaswa de Kedushin. He doesn't elaborate over here. Tosfos in Kedushin elaborates on this pshat of Rabbi Eliyahu, right? When the Torah says as a bechor ben hasnua yakir, so the Gemara says snua ba'aveira, snua ba'aveira. In other words, there was an aveira. It's like a kohen living with a grusha or a Yisrael with mamzeres. So so Rabbi Eliyahu learns. As a bechor ben asnua yakir, that yakir is going back on what? On two things. It's going back on bechor, and also ben as a bechor ben hasnua, that the father has nemonas to say that this child is ben hasnua. He's the child of myself and the mamzeres, or myself and the grusha, right? That's the ben hasnua. So we learn that we really learn two different halachis from Yakir. Yakir is nemon to say Bechor, and he's also nemon to say the child is Ben Asnua, the child comes from an Aveira, and therefore he is Posel, right? That's how Rebbe Eliyahu learns. So he says, Tosis doesn't like that, it's Rishalmi like that, Loshon HaShas, Lo Mashma Hochi, Toni Shem Shenemon Odov Loma Zebeni Bechor, Mashma Demizeh Goma, because the Loshon Rebbe Yehuda is, in the same way that the father's nemon to say Zebeni Bechor, right, he is also nemon to say ben grusha ben chalutz. It's mashma that is derived from the yakir of bechor. That once we know that he's nemon to say bechor, automatically we can learn now that he's nemon to say ben grusha or ben chalutz. So that's why he doesn't like, because according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it's two separate drushes. Yakir is going back on bechor. It's also going on ben hasnua. So it's not derived from bechor. Right, it's just it's a separate drasha on that pasuk. Yemesh mefarshim the time of the Reb Yehuda the mashmalei kro the neman adam loyma zebini bechor afilo al tinok ben abonim shaimer al akotin shu bechor imkein harishon mamzer alma the neman leposlo vachanami neman loyma shehu ben grusha. So Taisa says a different shot. He's neman to say zebini bechor. Let's say he says the youngest of the children. He has children that range from 5 to 20. And he says the 5-year-old is really the Bechor. Well, what does that mean about the older children? It's really my Bechor. Right? My Bechor. So what happens with the older children? That means that the older children are not his children. That means that the wife was Mezanin. The children are going to be Mamzerim. The children were from a different man, right? He's nemon to say that, because as the Torah says, he's nemon to say Zebni Bechor, it's across the board. Even if he says about the youngest child that he's my Bechor, that means he's disqualifying the other children. They're not my Bechor, right? They're not my firstborn child. That means that they're not for me. So implicit in what he's saying is that he's passling the other children, that they are, he's saying they are mamzerim, and he's nemon to do that. Mimela, Rabbi Yehuda learned from there. You see that the father is nemon to say that his son is fossil. Say he's a ben grusha, ben chalutza. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learned it. So this is learned from, it's derived from the nemonas of Yakir by Bechor. We derive that he's nemon to say that his children are fossil.
According to this, a person can say that someone else's child is a mamzer.
Huh?
Because it was for his kids, he's saying they're not his kids. So how can you have any manas about someone else's kids?
Good question. It's a good question, and that there's a big machlokes about this, and I'll discuss a little bit tomorrow. Are you only nemon to say that your child is a mamzer, or you're nemon to say somebody that we thought is your child? You're nemon to say he's really not my child, and he's a mamzer. According to this, he's nemon to, we thought it was his child, but he's not. He's nemon to say no, not my child. And therefore the child's a mamzer. Or do we say you're only nemon to say your child is a mamzer? In other words, to say that this is my child, But the child's a mamzer. Why? Because I had this child from a mamzeris, right? But it's my child. So that's a big shayla. We'll talk about tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow I want to finish up this sugya. We have not too much to do in this sugya. Then we'll see whether we'll go on. But we're having shiur on Sunday. Right? So Sunday definitely is going to be the next sugya. Then we get back into the lighter sugyas, Rabbi Sai. There's light down the tunnel. These are hard sugyas. But then we get what? They're beautiful sugyas. I mean, tremendous principle. But they're not, then we're getting back to, we're going to get back into the sugya Kabbalah Smitzvahs and the Bezdin standing there, Bishas Tvila, and the Seder. The Seder, Milo Tvila. He's the Seder.